Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey y'all, hey, welcome to Such a Lady Podcast, and I'm your host Siobhan. If you are new to this toxic place, welcome. Make yourself at home, grab a seat, get comfortable with your new toxic family. We hope you stay well. We don't bite hard, at least. No, I'm kidding. We don't. If you are a Sal, hey family, I hope y'all had an amazing weekend. I hope y'all did something that made y'all smile. My weekend was good. It was short. I was pretty housebound, but it was good. I'll definitely post a Sunday recap so y'all can see how that went down. But you know, it was very productive. Got some stuff done around the house, so that was good. Sometimes when you have to be in the house, then it's done on purpose because some stuff got done that needed to get done. So I'll leave it at that. But it was a great weekend nonetheless. This week's Such a Lady of the Week is Nicole, aka Black Girl Magic, aka Shaw University alumni, aka our Such a Lady of the Week. Listen, Nicole, with your cute self, listen, I was on your page this morning. I was, yeah, listen, y'all got to know that it's something wrong with me. Y'all say y'all love me. No, I love y'all. I absolutely do. I love y'all. I be on y'all's pages and stuff, and I be seeing y'all's moments, y'all's kids' birthdays and stuff, and I be smiling like they my kids. Like, I don't know y'all's kids. What is wrong with me? Listen, y'all, y'all pray for me, okay? But thank you for being our Such a Lady of the Week. Thank you for popping on the inbox saying, hey girl, hey, you know, thanks for this week's episode. It was pretty dope. Listen, we love you. We love you. And we can't say it enough. So we love you. Now, our business Such a Lady of the Week is Be Free Bell Bonds, owned by Brandy. Now, if you ever find yourself in a situation, and baby, I pray you never do, but if you do find yourself in a situation where you need to be free, call Be Free Bell Bonds, okay? That's it. And the name is catchy. And y'all know about me and names. Either I love the name or I mess it up. That's what it is. It's one or the other. And I like the name. So she did that. Brandy, you did that with the name. Thank you for inspiring us. Thank you for showing us that, hey, listen, if we want to be great on purpose, we can. And you definitely did that with Be Free Bell Bonds. So thank you. I will definitely, if you all want to know which area they service, go to the Such a Lady page, because y'all know I'm going to put the information there. And I need for y'all to forgive me. Please listen. And then we're going to get to the story. How about I didn't listen, I can't do two things at one time. So now that I didn't been posting the business, I didn't forgot to post the pictures of the folks that did the crime. Listen, I can't listen. Just pray my strength, y'all, because it's hard out here for a pimp. I'm just joking, but it is. I'm gonna get better. But listen, when you know better, you do better. Because I was like, Siobhan, something's missing, and I was like, how you not post the people that you do the stories on? Like, how you not do that? How y'all not remind me that I didn't do that? I need accountability, family. Where are y'all at? No, okay, so, but yeah, I'm gonna get better on that. So I love y'all. Thank y'all for not calling me out, but y'all should have, because I need to be held accountable, okay? Now, this week's toxic love story gone wrong made me a little sad. Let me tell you why. Because true love is so hard to find, and to find love and lose it is one of the worst feelings ever. You all know that I came home one day and, well, no, I didn't come home one day. I woke up from my nap one day and found my husband dead on the floor from a massive heart attack. So it sucks to have loved somebody and then lost them. So I wouldn't wish that on anybody. So Ashley Schutz meets Greg. Notice I had to pause to make sure I got that right. So Ashley meets Greg when she was leaving church one night with the girls. And they decided to stop by and grab some pizza from this pizza parlor. Now, when they enter the pizza parlor, Ashley is smitten with one of the guys who works at the parlor. So much so that Ashley walks up to said employee and introduces herself. She even lets this employee know that she would be willing to go out on a date with him. I was trying to figure out who asked. Like, why would you just go up to that man and say that? That was pretty forward, huh? Especially for Ashley. See, y'all, Ashley had some health issues, and over her high school years, she had started gaining weight very rapidly. And I'm sure that was hard for her because kids can be mean. Listen, I know. I was fat in high school. So, yeah, kids can be mean. I remember, and I probably didn't tell y'all this story, but listen, this, every time I think about me being fat in high school, I think about this story. So, it was me and a couple of my friends, and we were all big. I don't know why big people hang out in cliques. I heard it was because we could borrow each other's clothes. You can't really borrow clothes from a skinny person if you're big. And we did share clothes. We was even we had a little gang. It was called PPG, Pure Passion Gangsters. I don't, listen, y'all, we thought we was some hot stuff. Now, we were big. And I'm going to try to find this picture and post it where we had these overalls, these matching overalls. So we go to McDonald's one night, and it's this group of people hanging outside McDonald's, and we go inside McDonald's, and this one guy's like, I don't know why the hell y'all going in there. Y'all know y'all's fat. Tails don't need to be going to McDonald's. And I'm like, oh, wow. On the inside, I just died. Like, how dare he? Like, you know what I mean? So we get inside, and apparently it didn't affect my friends, but it affected me. So then it's my turn to order. And they like, Siobhan, what you want? And I'm like, water. I want an extra large water. And they were like, I know you're not going to not eat because, yes, I'm not going to eat because how dare they? And I was embarrassed. So I know that kids can be mean. And that's just one of the many, many stories I have. But that's one that popped into my mind while I was thinking about Ashley and her gaining weight. Y'all know I have to relate to these people. Now, don't act like this ain't how we do here. So she started gaining weight rapidly, and she just started staying to herself. She had her group of friends that she went to church with, but overall, Ashley stayed to herself. So that's why her friends were so surprised when she approached Greg. Like, what is you doing, girl? Like, who is you? We don't know. What if Greg said no? Listen, I am all for you shooting your shot. Listen, but as for me in my house, listen, I don't want to be the shot shooter. Not in the dating aspect. You know what I mean? I don't like missing. I'm just going to be honest. God got to work with me on that. I don't like missing. So I'm not finna shoot my shot. But kudos to Ashley, because, honey, she did. And, baby, it was nothing but net. Okay? Nothing. Is that when the ball go in? Yeah, nothing but net. Yeah, the ball go in. Okay. So anyway, it was a home run. That's what it was. It was a home run because Greg has said, listen, I kind of think you hot too. He was taken back, but he was flattered. Okay. Greg was known to be a gentle giant, always towering over his peers. And so the two hit it off and became two peas in a pod. They loved to stay at home together. Listen, y'all, this was my kind of couple. The chubby girl gets a guy. They are both homebodies. It don't get no better. And Ashley knew this because just a little after graduating at the age of 17, the two would later get married. Against their parents' wishes, of course. And it wasn't because their parents didn't like the couple. They were just young. You know what I mean? So they could barely pay attention. And here they were ready to get married. But they weren't going to be derailed. Like, I hear what you're saying, but we're still going to get married. That's what we're going to do. And that's what they did. Once married, the couple would fight about money. Of course, Greg was still at the pizza shop. You know what I mean? And I'm sure with Ashley's health issues, it didn't make it easy for her to work. So Greg decided to join the army. After, you know, going through basic training, Greg was a veterinarian technician. And I think that's super cool. Not because I love animals. It just goes to show you that there are all types of jobs. And then also to show you that I just can't pay attention, because then I was like, what? Are there animals in the army? But so listen, so I looked it up, and his job was to prevent and control the spread of diseases from animals to humans. And then of course there might be a little bit of combat and some, you know, some dealing with animals and things of that nature, like taking care of the animals that were in the service that were wounded. But Greg loved it. He loved the army life, and Ashley loved the army wife life. They got to travel. They went to Japan, Nebraska. Like, they were traveling. Like, they weren't worried about money anymore. It wasn't a problem. Life was good for them until it wasn't. Ashley had diabetes, and she wasn't doing the best job of maintaining it. She kept gaining weight, and there was a point where they thought she was actually going to have a heart attack. They had to airlift her. It was bad. It was really, really bad. And Greg said, listen, enough is enough. And he left the army to take care of his wife. Listen, Greg, do you got a brother? Do you, okay? Because how sweet is that? Here it is, you marry your high school crush. Y'all travel the world together. You get sick. He drops everything to take care of you. Like, oh my gosh, like, this is fairy tale life. And I love this for them. Once out of the army, Greg gets a job as a veterinarian technician at a local clinic in Lawrenceville, Georgia. So with his background, it wasn't like, okay, well, he couldn't get a job. He got a job, you know what I mean? So they didn't go back to him at the pizza place. No, he had a career. So he was able to find a place that worked for him. And then Ashley worked nights at a call center. So the couple, they're doing good. Ashley has lost a ton of weight because, you know, now that, you know, Greg is on the scene and they've had this big health scare, Ashley realizes that, you know, listen, we gotta take this seriously. And Greg is there rooting her on. And so she gets down to, like, she said 120, between 120 and 130, which was really small for her because she was heavy and she was gaining weight. So she was happy. Greg is happy. And now that Ashley had lost all of this weight, she wanted to start a family. But before the couple could get the chance to start a family, Greg's life was cut short. Ashley runs over to her neighbor's house on July the 2nd, stating that her husband was just murdered and she was raped. Ashley states that there was between 1 to 3 black men that came in the house and they tortured her. Ashley, all she had on was a t-shirt and some panties. So the neighbor, of course, calls the police, because what else do you do in a situation like that? I mean, you have your neighbor at your house half naked stating that she was just raped and her husband was killed. So What do? You call the police. When the police arrive, they are in shock. The house is in good condition until they make it up to the master bedroom, where they find Greg, and he had been stabbed over 30 times. The police said the crime scene was horrible. One police officer said it reminded him of a scene out of the movie Carrie. Now, if y'all didn't seen Carrie, that movie was crazy. So that's a lot of blood. Ashley has been raped and tortured, and Greg is dead. What were these two young people doing that someone wanted to kill them? The police were determined to find out, but first Ashley needed to be taken to the hospital because she had been raped. She had been tortured. She had been abused. Ashley is traumatized. Now, while at the hospital, the nurse discovers that Ashley doesn't show any signs of being raped, though. Now, remember, Ashley said that it was between 1 and 3 black men that came in and raped her. But here it is that the nurses don't see where she's been raped. Ashley also stated it was 1 or 2 or maybe 3, because the number kept changing about who came into the, how many people came into the house and, you know, tortured her and killed her husband. So because the number kept changing, the police was kind of like, we gonna need to talk to this chick, stat. Once Ashley was released from the hospital, she was brought in for questioning. This is where they tell Ashley that the room is flooding from all the holes in her story. Ashley then tells the police that she'll tell them the truth, but it's gonna be hard for them to hear. And the police are like, okay, well, give it to us, because we need to know, because the first story that you came up with is a lie. Because Ashley was like, these black men came in the house, it was between 1 and 3, and they you know, they raped her, they put a knife up to her throat. And Greg was like, listen, do whatever you want to do with me, but please don't hurt my wife. And so they said to Greg, listen, we're going to give you a choice, either you can drown yourself or we can stab you. So they were kind enough to give him a choice. And I guess Greg didn't want to stab himself. So, I mean, he didn't want to drown himself. So he decided that he was just going to let them stab him. You know, the lesser of the two evils. But now Ashley's like, listen, that's not what happened. I'm going to tell y'all the truth, but y'all got to pay attention. Greg had been mentally and verbally abusing me for years, okay? And on this night, I had had enough. Like, enough was enough. I couldn't take it no more. Ashley stated that she told Greg that night that if he hit her again, it would be his last time doing it, because she was going to leave. She was sick of it. She wasn't putting up with it no more. She knew her worth. She wasn't staying nowhere where somebody was going to keep treating her the way she didn't deserve to be treated. On this night, they went to sleep, and Ashley states that she woke up to Greg on top of her. Now, mind you, Greg is this gentle giant. So Ashley is stating not only is Greg on her, his weight is on her, and he has this sex toy, and he's trying to, you know, get it on with her without her permission. And she wakes up and she's like, what's going on? And she's like trying to fight him off, and they start fighting, and somehow Ashley gets away, and there's a knife on the dresser, and there's a hammer on the dresser, and somehow Ashley gets away. But Greg is not gonna let sleeping dogs lie, so he goes after Ashley and he lunges at her. And she, in turn, remembers all of the abuse and lets Greg have it. She has the knife, and she starts stabbing him over 30 times and hitting him in the head with this claw hammer. But is this really an act of self-defense? The police will try to find out, but it won't be easy. Remember, because Greg is this gentle giant, and I keep saying it because he is. Like, he's this big, tall guy. You know what I mean? Huge guy. Not fat. He's just tall, and he's solid. And he stood about 6'7", about 270 pounds, way bigger than his wife. Now, mind you, she had gotten down to 120. Here we have this 270-some-odd man. So how did this murder even happen? How did, you know, even if the case was she got away, how did she overpower this giant? The police will later find out that Ashley kept a journal, which was brought in by her father, who stated that, listen, Ashley had been telling us for years that Greg had been going upside her head. We had been trying to tell her to leave, but, you know, she wanted to make sure it was safe. And then, you know, the issues with her health, and it wasn't a good time. It was never a good time. Now, in the journal, there were three entries starting from May the 1st and ending May the 3rd. Now, remember, Greg died in July. Now, in these journal entries, Ashley was stating how mean and hateful and abusive Greg was. Ashley wrote in one entry that she woke up to Greg choking her and that she had to kick him twice to get him off of her. Ashley also claimed that Greg didn't care, you know, that she was going to leave him. She stated that she had told him that she was going to divorce him, and she said that he said nothing. He didn't even look up from his laptop or anything. So basically, Greg had checked out of the marriage. And once Ashley had lost the weight, she had became someone Greg didn't know, nor did he like. So to make up for the weight that Ashley had lost, she said Greg would mentally and physically abuse her. But Greg's friends said that this is the furthest thing from the truth. They stated that Greg worshipped the ground that Ashley walked on. And if anybody was being abusive in the marriage, it was Ashley. If anybody was being controlling in the marriage, it was Ashley. Greg's friend said that once Ashley lost the weight, she started feeling herself. Okay, listen, I'm not gonna lie. She probably was, because baby, listen, let me lose 5 pounds. Let me, y'all ain't even gonna be able to talk to me. Who is you talking to? Not me. Girl, I done lost 5 pounds. Girl, you better talk to somebody else. Get somebody else to do it. So I bet she was. She lost a lot of weight. So I'm sure she was like, listen, Linda. You can't tell me nothing. She probably thought she was Beyonce. Listen, she probably was out here showing out. That's probably why I can't lose a lot of weight. Listen, God said, Siobhan, listen, you can lose some weight, but you're not going to lose a lot because you're going to show out. I got a show out spirit. Listen, because that's why I ain't got no butt. That's what, listen, he said, I'm going to give you gifts on the inside because you like to show out, Siobhan. You like to show out. You got a lot of personality. So I'm just messing with y'all. So Ashley was, I don't know, but I'm just thinking, you know, you done lost this weight. You dropping it like it's high. And listen, she only knew Greg. Greg was the only person she knew. So her whole life she had been overweight. And the whole time she had been overweight, she had been with Greg. So now she had lost this weight. And I can believe she was out here showing out. But the thing about it is, if you want to show out, then show out and get a divorce. No, it's not, you know, gonna be easy. Yes, Greg would have been hurt because he loved her. But at the end, y'all are both walking away alive. Okay? Because at this point, Greg is gone and Ashley is being interrogated and finally arrested because the police are like, listen, I hear what you're saying, but it's not, the story's not adding up. The math ain't mathing. It's not. Because why is it that you've been with this man for all these years, but you only got 3 journal entries where he didn't went upside your head? Why? And it's right before he ends up dead. And then why did you lie about the three black men? Okay, so I'm just gonna say this. And this is it. Y'all know that I don't care about race because y'all don't, I'll never talk about the color of these people's skin. I'll never say nothing. But if you are of the Caucasian descent and you want to stage a murder, don't say black people did it, because it's played out. It is. I'm not even going to say because we don't deserve it, because we don't deserve it. But I'm just, we don't, but I'm just going to say it's played out, because like the Susan Powell said the black man stole the kids. First of all, half of men don't want the kids they got, but we out here stealing kids? No. So all the stories that we didn't told on this such a lady, where they didn't say it, it was a black man did it, they didn't get caught. So I'm just trying to help y'all out. If y'all want to do something crazy, don't say that a black man did it to y'all. Because listen, the police know, I know, the people know, okay? Apparently Ashley didn't know. So she lied about that. Then she lied about the stories about, you know, the abuse, because apparently she was the one calling the shots. And if you think about it, Greg, it sounded like he loved her. You know, where are these bruises at? Where's the police reports? And I'm not stating that women don't get abused in silence. I absolutely believe that it happens every single day. But what I'm saying is that it's mighty funny that you stayed all this time. Your family allowed you to stay in this abusive relationship, okay? Your family loved you that much. Your father comes up with this journal, with these entries, just three of them. Greg got out of the service to take care of you, okay? This man stayed by your side when you was thick and thin, okay? So it's hard for me to believe that all of a sudden he just like, okay, I'm finna just start going upside your head. And then you lied about it. Like you made up this silly lie. And so the jury only took like 6 hours counting. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 hours. They could see through her story too. 6 hours to come back and they found Ashley guilty of murdering her husband, Greg. And it's so sad, because why? Why? That man did not deserve to die. He stood by your side. He supported you. He gave you the opportunity to travel around the world. And she was happy about that. If you look on her social media, she was excited about her life with traveling. She seemed to be happy with Greg, but apparently after she lost the weight, she wanted to lose her husband. And the jury saw that and they sentenced her to 20 years to life in prison. So Ashley will be spending the rest of her slim and trim days on the inside of a jail. Hopefully she's able to, you know, look back on this experience and learn from it and grow from it. Because, of course, we know here at Such a Lady that just because you end up behind bars doesn't mean that you still can't be used. We see women who write books, who change lives, you know. We don't want that to be your story. We don't want you to have to get behind bars in order for that to be part of your purpose. But life happens, you know what I mean? I think we've all been one decision away from being a toxic love story, you know what I mean? Or ending up on the other side of the coin. So I say all that to say, if you are in a toxic relationship and you are looking for a sign, this is it. You don't have to look no more. You don't have to pray no more, because this is the sign. This is the confirmation. You don't got to scream it from the rooftops. You don't got to shout it. Here at Such a Lady, we honestly believe sometimes leaving in silence is the best way to go. If you need help leaving, you can always reach out to us at Such a Lady. You can reach us at Such a Lady 30 on Instagram or Such a Lady on Facebook. You can also reach us at suchaladytruecrime@gmail.com if you want to send us a message on email, because we do got an email. If you don't want to talk to us because you don't want us all in your business, we get it. You can always reach out to the National Domestic Hotline at 1-800-799-SAFE, and they'll keep your secrets and they'll help you out. Whatever you do, we just want you to be safe. We want you to choose you. And if you are the toxic one in a relationship and you know that you need to get help, listen, we can help you too. Reach out to us. You don't got to stay the same. If you're breathing, you get another chance to do it over. All right. I love y'all. To our sales, listen, I hope y'all have a great day today. And if your Monday don't start off great, it's okay. Don't let a bad moment turn into a bad day. I love you. Don't forget to be great on purpose. I will meet you all back here. Same toxic time, same toxic place next week. And I'll catch y'all on the social media places. And this time, I'm going to put these folks' pictures up. Y'all going to see the giant, and y'all going to see Beauty and the Beast. That's what this episode is going to be called. Beauty and the Beast. All right. I'll see. I love y'all. Bye.